Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting for the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. I'm Austin Verho, along with Tim Latouf and Nick Cuvinelli. Today, we have a more up episode than we had last week. Last week was a very, very down week in terms of the Yankees. So, the first thing that should make us all very happy is we got three guys coming back in Stan, Urshela, and Loaisiga. So, what do you guys think that's going to do, not only in terms of, obviously, their production, but in terms of, I think the team will think they have more of a chance.
I want to just backtrack a little bit because, yeah, these guys coming back will give them a spark, but I think, without tooting my own horn, I gave the team a spark with a little bit of a rant in the last episode. I said that this team needs a spark while Judge is out, and after saying that, the Yankees have gone 6-1, 5-1 since I said that, so that's tooting my own horn, but it's really impressive and it's really good that the Yankees started playing good before they got their reinforcements. So it's not like they're coming. These players coming back, Stanton, Loaisiga, Judge, Urshela, they're not coming back and saying, okay, now I need to get right back on my horse and I need to pick up right where I left off. I need to be the spark plug for this team. These guys can come back and then get into a groove with the players like Voit and Frazier, who have already been playing well, and kind of like read the room and get a groove on.
You're right. This probably is
more like slowly.
You're right. This probably is the best case scenario. Them not needing to be. They're not coming back in terms of. They need to make the team turn around. They're coming back to add on to what the team's already doing, which is obviously what you want. You want to be winning rather than losing, whether your stars are there or not. So to get back, did we ever find out what was going on with Loaisiga?
I don't think they ever elaborated on his illness.
That makes me think it was probably COVID.
But they have to say that it's COVID, don't they?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
No, the player has the choice whether or not it's disclosed.
But, like, they didn't say undisclosed illness. They just said illness.
Yeah, I don't know.
And isn't there a COVID injured list?
Yeah, but they don't have to announce it.
Hmm.
I don't think.
Still weird.
Yeah, it's odd.
But I'm happy we have him now and not just Luis Sessa for long relief.
Wait, man. Have you noticed over this winning streak, our bullpen has zero earned runs?
It's
a beautiful thing.
You want to hear really something is. Even crazier?
Always.
Can it get crazier than that? How can it get crazier than that?
I'll tell you.
Get crazier. Get stupid.
Okay. So Garrett Cole leads the team.
He leads the team. Follow the leader, Tim. Come on.
In wins. Who do you think is number two on that list?
Loaisiga.
It's not Loaisiga. It's a tie between Chad Green and Jonathan Holder.
That's so weird.
Jonathan Holder has been great in this bullpen this year. And it's like we're seeing 2018 Jonathan Holder. It's a wonderful sight.
He's bounced back from whatever he did last year, because, man, that he... I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He sucked in 2019. I thought he was a one-year flash in the pan after watching him in 2019. It was upsetting because he was just so good in 2018. He was dominant. He was, like, arguably a top three reliever in baseball, and he wasn't two or three. He was so good.
Yeah.
So to get him back playing the way he can is he so in 2017 Chad Green comes in and was like an unexpected phenomenal bullpen piece, and he panned out into what he is now, like probably like one of our top relievers. Jonathan Holder was kind of the same thing the next year, but unlike Green did fall back last year also. Both Green and Holder did. They both got sent down last year, but Green bounced back quicker than Holder did. But luckily, they both have bounced back, and they literally are both tied for the team's the second in terms of team's wins. Now, I don't know if that is saying something good about them.
I think it says more about the offense.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because they come in and they get wins after if they're pitching when the team is behind or tied, and the offense has kind of sucked for our starting pitchers before this 5-game win streak. So they were probably getting those wins after taking over with the offense not scoring any runs for the starting pitchers.
Now, we love to be positive here, but after we have all that great news, we immediately lose Glaber.
We didn't totally lose him.
Well,
though.
Here's the thing. This is the news tomorrow could be completely different, or whenever you're listening to this could be completely different from what we know right now. But what
Which
we know
is,
right now.
Monday. Tuesday, actually. I'm sorry.
But what we know right now is that Boone said he's dealing with a little bit of a quad injury.
Which is what he went on the IL for earlier in the year.
Here's the worrisome part. If you were to get hurt, you would say, I hurt my leg. Not, I hurt my quad. The fact that they know exactly what is hurting him, that's what makes me concerned.
It's probably just acting up again.
Yeah,
which
but a flare
worries
a flare
me
up,
because he shouldn't flare, have. What?
A flare up is going to turn into an IL stint.
Yeah, like what I was saying was like he. It worries me that it's bringing back up again because that means he may not have come off the IL fully ready to go.
Yeah. It is a thing to be worried about. So, he did say that if this was a playoff game, he would be playing. So, how serious is the injury? We don't know. But let's hope that it's nothing more than he has to sit out today, and maybe he'll get an off day next week, and that's it.
Yeah, because by the way, I'm kind of tired of Tyro Estrada.
Yeah, by the way, how close are we to the playoffs?
Very. It snuck up on me. I didn't realize how close we were.
Yeah, it's scary how close we are. Let's see, I'm looking through.
The Yankees have no more off days, right?
27th is the last game. It's the 15th.
12 more days, man. Jeez.
I mean, that's bananas.
That's crazy. Wow, that's we finished the season against Miami. That's a blessing.
The remainder of our schedule isn't that scary.
What is it?
Toronto, Boston, Toronto, Miami.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, man, but the series that there's some of the series that the Yankees should have been winning easily. I get that they've been injured, but they just didn't show up to some of the series that they should have won. and it, they were against the against the Blue
losing
Jays
streak against Baltimore and Toronto.
Got swept by the Rays what, twice?
Yeah. Losses against Miami, they should have won.
Split the series against the Mets.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about the remainder of the schedule, and we mentioned the Boston series. Judge is supposed to be back before that.
I don't know. I think he should be kept out as long as possible.
Well, I understand that, but here's the problem with that is I don't want a player's first game back to be a playoff game.
Didn't Stanton hit a home run last year in his first game back?
I want to say yes.
Yes, he did.
But he hurt himself running the bases, though.
But I think for a player like Aaron Judge, he would, like, feed off of that playoff energy.
Well, he always does. He's so good in the playoffs.
Worst, the only thing is there's no fans screaming Aaron Judge. But if there's one player I think that will be fine transitioning into playoff baseball coming off of the IL, it's going to be Aaron Judge. That dude, he's got the clutch gene. I think he's ready to go.
Is it at the point for you guys where you don't even notice the crowd anymore? Or lack thereof, I should say?
I haven't had an issue with no fans in a while.
Like, it never... I was always able to watch it. At first, it was obviously a little weird. Now, I don't even notice it. And you know when you can tell you don't notice it is when... I remember I was watching in the living room. I was watching a game in the living room. And my aunt walks in, and she goes, "Wow, that's weird with no fans, huh?" And I was like, "I haven't thought about that in a very long time."
Why would it be weird to watch a game without fans?
It's just the noise. The noise? The look. It's noise and look.
I think for me, it's the emptiness of it.
Yeah, it feels like you're watching a practice.
You can't even say it's like watching a spring training game because there's fans there.
Yeah, it's like watching a training
game. This is a straight-up practice game against another team. The atmosphere, anyway.
So, I mean... You know what? The place I did notice it is when it was summer camp. Summer camp.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Summer camp was a hard watch.
I really only watched for Garrett Cole.
For me, it was the camera angle during summer camp was the most infuriating thing. I was like, how do you expect me to watch this? Come hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is the daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. With the NFL just starting, you could choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. In baseball, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Use promo code BOOGIE when you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
You're listening to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. Here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
So, moving on from that, do you guys know what time it is?
No way.
Now, it's time for Swag or Not Swag.
We got an intro.
I mean, just to think back to when, just the amount of hard work for me that went into this, the dream that I had, you know, when I randomly just kept saying the word swag over and over again on a frickin' whim. I mean, it's really special, man. I never thought I would be here. And I'm just really privileged, man. You really got to count your blessings when it comes to stuff like this.
And
that's swag.
Yeah, that's swag. Let me hand it off to you. You will be, it's only fitting for Tim, birthday boy, to be the first ever situation giver, I guess you could call it, in swag or not swag. So go off, Tim.
All right. Of the remaining 12 games, 7 of them are against the Blue Jays. Swag or no swag?
I'm going to go swag with this. Can't lie.
Austin?
I'm going to go not swag.
Yeah, me too. Nick, why do you think it's good? Why do you think it's swag? Sorry.
I don't really think that it's swag completely, but I think that it's more swag than not swag. You know what I mean?
You could get swag if you beat them a lot. That would be swag.
That would definitely. Wins are always.
I think this will become swag because we will win 5 out of the 7 games.
Wow.
Against the Blue Jays. That's swag.
Now, here's the thing. You don't out of here's what's not swag about it is the other teams that we are playing in that time span are easier to beat. So obviously you'd rather face them more. What is swag about it though is we get to see those beautiful baby blues.
True.
Absolutely gorgeous, those uniforms.
Playing in Buffalo, this is kind of a mini swag or no swag. Playing in the minor league stadium.
I wish they moved to Buffalo.
It's that much swag?
It's not only... First of all, I think Buffalo Blue Jays is a sick name.
True.
And also, just get out of the damn Rogers Center. I hate watching games in the Rogers Center.
Just make it grass and I'll be happy.
It just looks weird. The Rogers Center just looks weird to me. Like, the atmosphere inside the dome looks strange to me. I don't enjoy it. The fact that there's a hotel there is sick. That's it.
I like the Rogers Center.
I don't. It was way worse back in the day.
With the dirt patches?
Oh my god. That was infuriating. So, the Rogers Center, not swag.
Wow.
Yeah, big not swag there.
Swag.
All right, Mick, what do you propose here?
Manfred thinking that we can have fans in the bubble. He like him thinking that we could have fans in the bubble when the time comes. Swag. Or not swag.
That's pretty not swag if you ask me.
I think it's swag because the fans aren't going to get the players sick. They're not playing against the fans.
Here's what you'd have to do. You'd have to do it the way the Chiefs did it, which is where there was literally barely anyone in there. That's the only way.
So that's no swag is like 25% seating to you?
Yeah, it was like hardly even 25%.
Yeah, because, like, it doesn't affect me. I'm not going to go to San Diego.
Yeah. No. I'm not going, but I hope they have a good time and they don't catch anything.
Yeah, I think fans in the stands would be swag.
If you could do it in a safe way, swag. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
I think it's swag. I hope it all works out.
All right.
Austin, to hand it off to you.
Alright, I already know your guys' answer to this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I'm pushing this notion as hard as I possibly can. Acuna is better than Soto, swag or not swag?
Not swag.
Oh my, no swag, no swag.
We are not going with swag for this one.
Acuna is a better baseball player than Juan Soto. He just...
What is it? That's personal preference.
I don't know. It's the eye test, man.
Not swag.
I am
not swag. Get out of here, not swag.
My problem with Acuna is it's the being not as good as Soto for me. That's it. I mean, sorry.
Here's the thing. Juan Soto is great in small doses.
Since, he's great all the time, thank you.
No, I'm not talking about his... I'm talking about great in terms of it's me liking him. Last year, I loved Juan Soto. After I started watching the Phillies...
So what happened?
After I started watching the Phillies, and I started seeing him play more often, I was like, dog, you're down by 4. Stop adjusting your crotch for taking a pitch when it's 1-0 count.
Austin, I hate to be this. Name a stat. Literally try me. Name a stat.
What do you mean?
Name a stat that you use to determine who's better.
OPS plus is my usual.
Do you have Soto or Acuna, Tim?
I have
that you're looking at.
Okay, I have to go to Baseball Reference. I was on.
I have Acuna's.
I have Soto.
Oh no, I'm not. He's probably better. He definitely is. I checked.
He's not
already.
Probably. He's definitely. He's way better.
Yeah.
217 OPS. Leading
217
OPS better.
Yeah. 217 as opposed to 159. I'm aware of that.
So then, like, what do you need?
So you just don't like him grabbing his crotch?
When he's... Here, it's a sick thing to do in a spot where there's already beef. But I don't even care about the shuffle. The shuffle does not bother me. But the crotch grabbing, that bugs me.
Then you gotta hate... what's his name hitting the grand slam with the
Tatis. You have to be so into the unwritten rules then.
That's not No.
You gotta hate every pimped home run that Acuna hits.
That's the dumbest thing you guys have ever said.
If you hate one of them.
No, that's not true.
Just replace the crotch grab with pimping a home run when you're down by 4.
That's it. Well, first off, pimping a home run when you're down by 4 is a bit odd. But, I mean, it's weird. It's so weird.
You liked it last year.
Yeah, because it was in small bunches, and most of it was in the playoffs.
But it's his thing.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I'm just not a fan. I don't know what to tell you. Tim, your go.
That's a
Demi
shame.
Garcia being the Yankees' second best pitcher this year.
Swag. Beautiful surprise.
I mean, I'd rather it be Paxton, but
exactly.
I mean, so I'm going to say not swag, but I'm very happy with how well he's pitched.
Yeah, it's not no swag because I don't like Davey Garcia. It's no swag because a rookie pitcher shouldn't be our best pitcher.
These things happen.
All right. So that was Tim. That was your last one. So yeah. Nick, what's your last one?
My MVP favorites for this year: Shane Bieber for the AL, and Mookie Betts for the NL. Swag or no swag?
No swag.
I would say no swag either. Here's my thing. I think it's Trout again. I do.
I Trout. Hope it's not.
Why?
What?
I
want to see more players step up and win it. Because Trout's not doing anything, and if Bieber brings
not doing anything. How many MVPs have got to win in order to do something?
No, for his team.
Well, it's his team not doing anything for him. It's not the other way around.
How bad would the Angels be without Trout?
Awful.
Aren't they tied for last in the league anyway?
It's goddamn.
Would they be outright worst in the league if he wasn't there? There's no real difference.
What does most valuable player mean? How do we have this conversation every year? Best player, or who helps their team to the playoffs?
You're right. Because if it was that way, Fernando Tatis is winning MVP. The spark he put in that team.
Yeah. Well, isn't he the best?
Yeah, he might actually be. Fernando Tatis would win the MVP.
I think him and Betts are interchangeable for NL MVP. Uh-huh. They're both insane.
Yeah, I'm going to say not swag just because I'm not saying those are bad choices. They're just not my choices.
My problem with Bieber at MVP is I would like MVP to be a batter award only and Cy Young be the MVP of the pitchers.
So would you make that a different award then? Take MVP away from it?
Yeah, I just name it the Hank Aaron Award.
The Ichiro Suzuki Award.
Bruh, not swag.
He doesn't have an MVP, right?
Ichiro
Suzuki? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he won it the year he came into the league. 2001. Rookie of the Year at MVP.
Also, I'd rename the Cy Young Award the Jared Weaver Award, but that's just me.
Hold on. I hope to Christ you're not comparing Jared Weaver and Ichiro Suzuki.
I'm comparing...
You're right, because Jared Weaver's better.
No, I'm comparing Jared Weaver to Cy freaking Young.
Jared Weaver is clear of Cy Young.
It's
just my take.
Is Cy Young the best player to have that award named after at this point? Because I don't think so.
Wait, what? You'd name it for someone else, the Cy Young?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
Cy Young has such a nice ring to it.
I'm not saying change it. Like, I'm not petitioning to change it. But if we were to just start this award today, and we were going to name it after someone.
I get that.
It wouldn't be
Cy Young.
Yeah.
It'd probably be the Clayton Kershaw Award, right?
No.
The Walter Johnson?
No, I think that's way before Cy Young, isn't it?
Tom Seaver?
I like Nolan Tom Seaver Ryan, Award.
Something like that.
Are we naming it after the best pitcher or?
Best pitcher.
Damn it, I'm going with Clayton Kershaw then.
You think Clayton Kershaw's the best pitcher of all time?
Ooh, maybe the Sandy Koufax Award.
I think Tom Seaver's better than all.
Well, if that's the case, then Clayton Kershaw's better than...
Are you telling me Clayton Kershaw is better than Tom Seaver?
Wait, yeah. Do you think Clayton Kershaw's the best pitcher of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, he's up there. He's very good.
Can you elaborate?
Would you like to look at his baseball reference?
I'm looking at Tom Seavers currently.
Led the league in ERA 3 years in a row.
Okay.
an MVP, 3 Clayton Kershaw's awards, second highest or highest ERA plus of any pitcher that started games.
I mean, Clayton Kershaw is undervalued. A
1.000 whip. Nearly double-digit strikeouts per 9 for his career. And he's only 32 years old.
Okay.
With 2,500 strikeouts.
Tom Seaver has 3,600 strikeouts. A whip of...
I think Kershaw gets to that.
A whip of... You think he gets the 3,600 strikeouts?
1,000 more? Yeah.
I don't think he has that many years left on his arm.
He's 32.
I think he could have 8 more years.
Really? I think we're towards the end of Clayton Kershaw.
Listen, I know that Tom Seaver just passed away, but I don't think he's, like, even in the conversation.
No, I'm not saying this because he just passed away. Well, to have him not even in the conversation is odd.
He's not even in the conversation for me.
That's odd. Now, his whip is 1.2, but obviously those last 2 years where he was just trying as hard as he can to keep going hurt him.
Well, okay, what? How many years is that? When do you want to stop? Cut it off?
Cut it off? Let's say we cut it off.
His last All-Star appearance, 1981.
Yeah, sure. Let's cut it off past 1981.
Okay, 1.079.
Kershaw is 4th in whip. My God.
Dude, I don't think Tom Seaver's even close.
To say not even close is odd to me. 3 Cy Youngs, it's the same as
Kershaw. Chris Sale's 5th in whip.
ERA title 3 times, 12-time All-Star. Basically fixed the Mets. World Series champ. That's something. You also have to look into Kershaw's playoffs. That has to be brought up in terms of his legacy.
Austin, I mean, there's a long list of pitchers better than Seaver, in my opinion.
I wouldn't say long list.
Yeah, I don't. You are underrating Tom Seaver currently.
I don't think I am.
You are. You 100% are.
Gerrit Cole will finish his career better than Seaver.
No.
Yeah. Scherzer.
I mean, I would like that, but I doubt it. Scherzer.
Christy Mathewson, Cy Young.
Top 10
Roger
MVP.
Clemens, Walter
One,
Johnson,
two,
Jacob DeGrom, three, four. Pedro Martinez, Clayton Kershaw.
I think Jacob DeGrom.
Wait, hold up. Tim, you hate steroid users. You can't talk about Roger Clemens.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, he's still better than Seaver.
Well, no, you can't. You can't compare it.
Fine. That's one guy off the list.
Wait, who was everyone else you just named?
What am I missing on Seaver?
Everything, it seems.
What about Nolan Ryan? Nolan Ryan's better than Seaver.
Well, I brought up Nolan Ryan.
How did Nolan Ryan not win a Cy Young? Someone please explain that to me.
Too many walks, probably. ERA too high, too, probably.
But, like...
Two-time ERA title holder. 1.2 whip. He's not better than Tom Seaver.
Who, Nolan Ryan?
Yeah.
I'm taking Nolan Ryan over Seaver any day.
No. Yeah, you could go ahead if you want to lose, but...
I really don't get the Tom Seaver love.
Of a war of 109.9. Had the highest Hall of Fame percentage before Griffey. I mean,
that doesn't
I don't
say anything about how good he was.
I'm just saying how much everyone disagrees with you.
Bro, Noodles Hans better than him.
A war. So
Noodles Hans, Spud Chandler.
So Nolan Ryan had a war of 81.3. That is well under 20. Well over 20 less than Tom Seaver. You are underrating Tom Seaver. All right, but
no,
I'm not.
No, Tom Seaver, very, very good. Not in the conversation with Clayton Kershaw.
Do you think Tom Seaver should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
But, like, that's so...
I feel Clayton Kershaw has more black ink than Seaver does, and he's played half of his career.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't... We're not going to agree on this ever.
So. Yeah, we really aren't. Tom Seaver, like, I just don't get... I don't see it.
All right. Weirdo. To move on to my...
Wait. Oh, yeah, okay.
Last swag or not swag. The White Sox have a better future than the Padres.
Ooh.
Swag. Only because swag. Of the trades they made this year.
Swag.
You know, I thought there was going to be more of a debate to this.
I don't think it's a debate at all.
I think the White Sox are built more soundly.
Yeah, that was my thing is, obviously the Padres are built well. I mean, they have Tatis as a young stud, but it's also filled with older players right now.
I think this might be a hot take.
Go ahead.
I think Moncada will be just as good as Tatis throughout their careers.
Ooh. Swag.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think Tatis will easily be the best player from both of those teams, but I think the White Sox will have more talent than the Padres will.
I think Moncada... You know, I just think Tatis is... He's starting earlier in terms of stardom. I think he's going to get hotter quicker.
But Moncada really going to rise up. Moncada really did need a lot of time, huh? Moncada was...
stats now.
He was struggling for a while. It looked at one point like it was almost like he was a bust. Like, it was looking at one point like the Red Sox destroyed that trade.
He led the AL in strikeouts in 2018? Jesus.
But Moncada has completely turned it around. And he is looking up and up.
Who's the
He didn't really break out until last year.
Who's the next guy who's the other young stud the Padres have?
The Padres?
Yeah, who am I missing?
They kind of traded everyone.
What am I looking for? Who am I?
I don't know anything about. That's kind of my. That's kind of my point. Is you look at the White Sox, and you brought up Moncada, and that's not even who I was thinking of.
Trent Grisham.
I was thinking.
Is that your next young stud?
No. I was talking about the White Sox, and.
I know. I'm talking about the Padres.
Oh, so I'm looking at Moncada, and.
And Robert.
I think Luis has a better career, and I think Jimenez probably has a better career. Basically, what it comes down to
of Moncada, Robert, and Jimenez. Oh my God,
it's phenomenal! It's phenomenal, and it's so young. And what it comes down to is who gets pitching the fastest.
Michael Kopech, baby.
Kopech.
Dylan Cease.
Giolito already threw a no-hitter this year.
Yeah, Cease, Giolito, Kopech. That's a big three.
It is a big three.
I mean, and here's another thing. White Sox have been trying to sign free agents for like...
And they are now.
4 years. After this year, they're gonna. Grandal was like the first domino to fall.
Then Encarnacion, even though he's not that great.
Well, I mean, they have always signed. I'm talking about like big free agents.
Encarnacion, he's a big name.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of letters in it, but I don't think he's to the level.
they brought Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, but none of those are to the level of Grandal, who at one point was argued he might be the best pitcher, best catcher in the league.
Keuchel's got a 1.6 WAR.
By the way, Grandal has firmly lost that title to JTR Muto, and it's not leaving anytime soon. That's another thing. Where the hell is JTR Muto going to go? Imagine him on the, Padres.
Who's the Padres? Oh, they just traded for Austin Nola.
Yeah. Who you picking?
I know, but in terms of... They gave up a big chunk of their farm system for Austin Nola. They're not going to replace him.
Yeah, but like, here's the, after yeah, 2 months. You're right. But I still don't know why they did that.
It's a, acquiring Austin Nola was a good decision. What they gave up to get him was not.
True. You are 100% correct with that. But
You know who we're not thinking of with the White Sox?
Who's that?
We haven't even mentioned Tim Anderson and Jose Abreu.
Oh, hey-o. My God.
Right, oh, and Nick Madrigal.
I love Tim Anderson.
And I'm all right with him.
I love Tim Anderson, and I think Jose Abreu is one of the most underrated players in the league.
I think Jose Abreu could be the most underrated player in baseball.
Yeah, I agree. I can't think of one that's more underrated.
That's
but I
thing.
Guess that's really what underrated means. So.
Shit, you type in Jose, and he comes in after Bautista, Reyes, Altuve, Canseco, Cruz, Ramirez, Quintana, Valentin, and Rijo.
That's a shame.
Abreu, he should be like the second
that's,
guy.
That's criminal.
Comes up? Yeah.
You know.
Wow, yeah, he is good.
The Cubs should really trade Quintana. They should try to get that really good guy from the White Sox. I can't remember his
Don't
name.
Don't do it.
You ever look back on that trade and just think, what the hell were they thinking?
Shit happens, bro.
Yeah, but that was kind of like predicted as it happened. I remember when the Quintana trade happened, they were like, why the hell did they trade this guy for this guy? And it was the same thing when the Padres traded for James Shields.
I think the James Shields was more ludicrous. James
Other way. Yeah, it definitely is more ludicrous. But it's still not a great look. But imagine if the Cubs currently had Eloy Jimenez and Gleyber Torres.
That would be pretty crazy.
That would be unreal. Team of Chris
the left
Bryant.
Side of the infield of Chris Bryant and Gleyber Torres.
Chris Bryant, Gleyber Torres.
Javi Baez. Anthony Rizzo. That would be bonkers.
Gleyber Torres and Javi Baez might be the most fun middle infield in the league.
Gleyber would look so good in the Cubs blue too.
He would.
I mean, he did wear it. Just not that long.
God damn! I guess it's Roast Tim Day, huh?
Happy birthday! Now let's go around the horn. Let's go around the horn, which is where we look around the league and talk about things. Although we haven't really been talking about the Yankees much. So we've already, I think, mentioned the playoff bubble. So let's talk about that a little bit more. How are you guys feeling about the decision of a playoff bubble?
Should have had the season in the bubble to begin with.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Abby, you look at... I've brought it up basically every time we talk about this. You look up at the... at hockey and basketball, and they haven't had one issue. Or if they had, it was isolated. We didn't have to miss a week worth of games.
And if we have a playoff bubble, is there a 2-week wait to play?
I think they get right into it.
They probably get right into it.
That's not a bubble, then.
You're kind of right, yeah. You're definitely right. But...
I read something that said families can stay in the bubble, too. They're going to They're going to quarantine
bless you.
Players.
Damn, I thought I was muted, though.
Little bit gross there, Tim. So, they're doing that in basketball, too, now, where you're allowed to bring family in the bubble, but it's obviously a select... It's a few. You're not allowed to bring in a lot, obviously.
It's probably just immediate family, like, you know, wife,
yeah,
kid.
Wife, kid, I'm thinking is what it is. I don't think you're going to, like, you're not going to allow, like, a third cousin into there. So, as long as it stays that way, it will be okay. And obviously the family will have to get tested. So, but if it stays that way, that is completely fine with me. Probably the biggest story in baseball right now. The Mets have sold their team. It has happened. It looked like it was going to... This already sort of happened already. Earlier this year.
The Mets lost money because they didn't come to an agreement quick enough.
Well, they wanted to control the team for like 5 more years. But the money now...
Dumb ask.
So, I don't know.
They still didn't give up SNY.
Yeah, and it was smart for them not to. They're going to make a lot of money off of SNY.
If they keep SNY and they have 5% in the Mets, which, if you're looking at it for just the Wilpons perspective, that's a win.
100%.
Even though, you know.
They don't do much of that, so I bet they're glad to have it. But yeah, the Mets sell to Steve Cohen. It wasn't A-Rod like was rumored and hoped for.
All that's left is that it has to get approved by the owners.
Now there's the question, is does it? Because I remember after the sale fell through, the MLB and the owners were kind of pissed at Cohen.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation going around right now, but...
I think it probably gets approved, because it would...
I think it gets approved by the minimum.
Well, if I'm an owner, I don't approve it, because the Mets are worse with Wilpons.
I mean...
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously I'm joking, but...
I don't think that's what... I get what you mean. Because Mets fans have immediately went into jersey swap mode.
I've seen Mike Trout, Lindor, JT Realmuto. They are going all out for this right now.
Now, Jesus. 100%, the Mets should go after Francisco Lindor.
I think they should go... No. I don't think so at all.
Why?
Because they have Jimenez and Rosario.
I don't think Rosario is really anything.
I think Jimenez is going to be a star.
Okay. So he can play second.
Why not just put Rosario at second? They have Cano.
Cano's at DH.
So then just put McNeil at second.
Well, you could do iterations. But if we're picking here between Rosario Jimenez or Francisco Lindor,
I'm sticking with Jimenez.
You could keep both of them. Like, why isn't it either or? He's the second baseman.
I think they should go after JT Realmuto and not Lindor.
I would rather have Lindor than Realmuto.
It depends.
Realmuto over Wilson Ramos is just such a big upgrade.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm not in to your whole... You what? First off, he's got a lot of money.
Big up the Utes.
Go for both. If they sign both of them,
They'll still be the little brothers.
Well, yeah. That'll never change.
No matter how good they are.
Well, it's just true. It's like basketball. Like, the Knicks are awful and have been awful for a long time. And that's not going to change soon. And am I very much enjoying what I'm saying? Yes. But the Nets, no matter how good they are, and I mean, I'm very happy in saying that they're going to be very good for a while, it's not going to change. It's just a majority thing. Look at the,
yo, I hate to be like this. Knicks are objectively better than the... The Knicks are, like, objectively better at basketball. They're definitely going to win more games.
Okay. Yeah? For real?
I'm confused. Yep. Where did this come from?
No, I'm just saying, like, objectively.
This is coming from Stupid Town, is where I believe this is coming from.
Damn. Wow. The disrespect.
It's like, there's teams that are just rooted in being, they're always going to be the number one team in New York.
Yeah, like the Cubs and White Sox, even if the White Sox are better than the Cubs in a couple of years.
It's the number one team. It's who came first. It's what it is. Who was there first? If the Dodgers were in New York still, it would be maybe a 50-50 split between Yankees and Dodgers.
And the Mets would just be there.
The Mets probably wouldn't exist if the Dodgers
were in New York.
Mets
probably would be like in Buffalo or something.
Or L.A.
Or Toledo.
Or Nashville.
Let's give a team to Carolina. No, you know who's getting a team? The next time there's a team that's going to move, it's going to Vegas.
Good call.
Vegas are just getting teams right now. It's every... And it's about damn time. So, yeah, whatever the next team there's going to be, it's going to Vegas. You cannot change my mind on that.
All right, how about this, though? I just looked up random city generator. I can't get a damn U.S. city.
Maybe type in random U.S. city generator?
Okay. man, it's giving me, pretty general cities.
Like?
The joke's ruined.
Okay.
Because, I wanted to be like, oh, hey, what if there's a team and I still can't even get a damn random city? Boise, Idaho. That'd be funny, but that would have been funny a couple minutes ago. I'm sorry, guys.
The Idaho potatoes.
But maybe besides the field that, will be blue.
I'm trying to get, really random cities, but I'm getting Cleveland, Give Los Omaha Angeles, Las team. Vegas.
No.
North Hempstead, New Jersey. Chandler, Arizona.
I think Jersey could get a team.
Chesapeake, Virginia.
I don't know.
Ooh, I would like Rapids. This.
It's going to Vegas.
One in Laredo, Texas, right on the border of Mexico.
What's the capital of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City,
Tulsa? Tulsa?
Wait, is it okay? Is it Oklahoma City? I feel like I should know this.
I don't know. Is it Oklahoma City?
No, never mind. So cool. I was gonna say some real stuff. It's Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Oh. Give them a baseball team.
If every state had one team.
Yeah, but then you'd have 50 teams.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
I don't know.
That'd be so cool.
It might happen eventually.
I like 30 teams.
But wouldn't it be cool? 50 teams, you're playing for the United States, there's one team in every state, so
the idea of it is cool.
Really geographical, It's like a World Series, it's like a World Cup kind of thing.
Are one of you guys in the back of a garbage can?
There's a truck outside.
No, sorry, I'm delivering mattresses right now. I'm just backing up a truck.
What's all right.
Just of course, there's a truck going by.
So,
jeez.
The other day, John Morosi tweeted. You know, before I bring up what he tweeted, it's probably important to mention that Alec Mills threw a no-hitter for the Cubs the other day.
That's fun. The Cubs haven't had a no-hitter in a long time.
Yeah, well, it's 2016. It's not that long.
Oh, I felt longer than that.
No, it was Jake Arrieta.
Yeah.
Remember the fan jumped on the field and joined in the celebration with the team, and the team didn't even notice, and they kind of like accepted him in.
I think the reason why that one slipped my memory because it seemed larger than life because Arrieta was just so good.
He was really good for a whole year. So John Morosi tweeted, "Baseball is incredible. Alec Mills wasn't recruited to the University of Texas, University of Tennessee at Martin. He walked by practice one day and told the coach he was good enough to pitch on the team. A tryout then followed. 22nd round pick. Today he threw a no-hitter." And the MLB tweeted that tweet on a graphic, and the caption hit, "Don't stop believing." Someone then quote tweeted this and wrote, "The irony is that players like Alec Mills will no longer have a shot of playing professional baseball if the MLB gets its way," which is a phenomenal point. That was tweeted by Nick Francona, to give credit. That's phenomenal point.
It hurts me how accurate that is. I didn't even think of that.
You won't get that story.
You barely see it now.
Yeah. It'll never happen if they do what they do.
Like, what if Alec Mills didn't throw the no-hitter? No one notices.
I didn't know who Alec Mills was.
I knew he was a pitcher for the Cubs. I didn't know anything about him. And that's scarily accurate as to what's happening to
the minor
baseball.
Leagues.
And it sucks. Yeah,
I don't get it. I really don't. We want less talent. I don't understand it. You know, we were talking about moving teams before.
Moving mattresses.
The MLB moved the Giants and Seattle game into Seattle. It was supposed to be played in San Francisco, but due to air quality, they moved the game from San... wait, did I mess that up? Is it Oakland?
It's the other way around, isn't it?
No.
Seattle's air quality is horrible right now. It's like over 200.
Well, they're both actually really bad, if I'm not wrong.
Francisco is 68.
Hold on. Did I mess up? I don't think I did.
Yeah. The Mariners game, they got moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, it moved to San Francisco. I messed up. My fault. Might be. But this is a day late and a dollar short. The A's were playing a game.
Oh, yeah.
In awful air quality.
The air quality index was 284, which is just nuts.
I don't know what they were thinking.
It's Jesus Lizardo. What's his quote? I gotta find it. Give me a quick second.
He wrote. But you found it?
He said. No. I was like, darn, you found it.
Alright. When I came out, the air quality index was at 284. I'm a healthy 22-year-old. I shouldn't be gasping for air or missing oxygen when I'm getting to the line. I'll leave it at that.
Perfectly said.
Yeah, he's probably right about that.
Yep, tiny bit.
And I understand you can't really cancel games right now. but cancel the game right now if that's what is going to happen. If I will, I don't care how much money you would lose or how hard it would be to remake the game. You cannot have these players playing in an air quality index of 284.
That's, I don't know what that means.
Really bad? Huh?
I don't even know what that, like, what air quality means, and that sounds bad.
Let me find the actual thing. So, with air quality, 0 to 50 is good. 51 to 100 is moderate. 101 to 150 is unhealthy for sensitive groups. 151 is unhealthy. 151 to 200 is unhealthy. 201 to 300 is very unhealthy. And 301 to 500 is hazardous. So they were almost in hazardous air quality.
There's no reason for that. Look, Tim's coughing now. And he's inside in his house. Bruh. In Canada, where the air is phenomenal. So, I mean, there is no reason
they should. I have half a mind to drive down there and punch you right in the joint.
Yeah, half a mind is right. So, Dave Roberts.
Wow. Whoa.
Got real.
If it wasn't too much effort to rejoin, I would be leaving this thing for dramatic effect right now. Scott, damn, Austin, you're about to catch yourself editing this podcast tonight.
I lost my notes. Oh, they're there. Dave Roberts got mad at, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting his first name?
Trent Grisham.
Trent, yeah, that's what I thought. Trent Grisham. He got mad at Trent Grisham after he hit a home run and pimped it a bit. Which I'm fine with, no matter what the other two tell you about. The thing that was mentioned that I didn't see was someone said that Grisham said words towards Clayshaw.
Clayshaw.
Can we start calling him that?
That's not even that bad of a nickname.
Yeah, that's actually kind of sick, now that I think about it. But can we... Did you guys see the video? Because I didn't see him say anything towards Kershaw.
He probably said something like, Tom Seaver's better than you.
Yeah, I guess he... I mean, it would be kind of rude, but it'd be correct. So... But, I mean... I have no problem with his celebration or staring at the plate. It wasn't a long stare, and it wasn't like a...
I mean, if he stared at the plate, it'd be kind of weird, just staring straight down.
But, if he said words... Back. Dude, is someone trying to find you?
If they are, they're not doing a very good job of hiding themselves. Loud-ass truck.
So, I have no issue with the staring. I have no issue with the flip or the looking at his bench or whatever. But if he said words to Kershaw and Kershaw didn't say anything at him first, that's an issue.
Oh, come on. Why?
What do you mean, why? Kershaw, who you just said you believe is the best pitcher of all time, if Kershaw is not, like, furious at him, and it's just reacting like it was a regular home run. And while rounding third, Grisham looks at Kershaw and goes, "You're trashed, bud," or something like that. Yeah, they have the right to be mad at him.
Let the kids play.
What?
Hey, if I hit a home run off the best pitcher of all time, I'd be chatting too.
I just watched the video.
Okay.
Nothing happened. He did not say a word to Kershaw.
Yeah, but I didn't see that.
He did say something. He said something to the Dodgers dugout.
Yes, I saw that, but that's because they were chatting at him.
Facts.
I mean, he really completely pimped that home run. He, like, completely turned around after his swing, which is kind of funny.
I'm fine with that. Don't care. Go ahead.
You're fine with him talking to the dugout, but not Kershaw?
I'm fine with talking to the dugout if the dugout chirped at him first. I'm not fine at the dugout for chirping at him, but if they chirped first, he could chirp back. But if there was no animosity from Kershaw to disrespect Kershaw like that, there's no reason for it. But it didn't happen from what I saw. I think we're arguing over something that literally didn't happen.
Facts.
Grisham did nothing. Like, what's Dave Roberts getting mad about?
Yeah, he said like he chirped at him, and I didn't see any of that. I watched it a few times to make sure I wasn't bananas. But who knows?
Austin, you're straight chatting all the time, honestly.
What are you talking about?
I feel like you're always chatting at me.
No, you chirp at me more than I chirp at you.
Nah, I chirp, you chat.
Well, yeah. You're a bird and I'm a man, so I guess it makes sense.
You just call me a bird?
Yeah. a little baby bird, bitch.
Jesus!
Whoa! Wow.
I think you're just salty.
Wow. Yeah.
Why am I salty?
Because you think Tom Seaver's better than Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, okay.
You know what that means, though, reading between the lines, if I were you?
What's that?
I'm salty that you even said that. I can't let it go.
I don't know why.
I actually think it's a ludicrous take.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait, okay, here's what we'll do. Tim, why don't you put up a poll?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can't even say what I want to say right now. But, okay, I will.
Okay. So thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next episode, and go Yankees.
Go Bills.
Free Trent Grisham. Garrett Cole is a New York Yankee.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.